Okay, welcome to Talking Tough, episode 16. Can't actually believe that today we're recording this on the 31st of July.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane-o. Where's this year gone?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Not just because it's the day.
Yes.
Can't believe we're recording on this day. It's such a big day. But just wow. This year is flying.
Flying by.
And I honestly, I don't know if I get freaked out by that. So I went to a... going off the track straight away because it's massively important that we do that. I don't like to stay on the track. Well, I went to a birthday party at the weekend for a family friend. She's now, I think she was 16. I mean, I got very confused and it was ridiculous because I wasn't one of the oldest people there, don't get me wrong, because the parents were all out there, but I was actually old in their eyes. That really upset me. I was like, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, looking. I was like, oh, I'm actually a lot older than these people. I'm nearly 30. Which, for me, is pretty... I mean, I honestly don't feel any older. And I think I still always hang around with those guys rather than the adults. I was a bit like, hey, guys, I'm cool. I'm totally
the fact
cool.
Is your back's wrecked from...
I know.
Squatting extremely light.
I don't...
It's, the fact that it was...
And I felt sorry for myself a lot this week, and I don't feel like you're giving me enough sympathy. The way you've come... I do walk quite odd. I don't know if you can imagine when somebody's... past wind and it's just gone slightly wrong how they react and have to walk after that. Bad wind problems into whatever else it may follow through. Shouting, yes. Great phrase, thank you. But anyway, so that's what I look like at the moment. I feel sorry for myself at the moment. Should I do that? I don't really, actually. I don't give a monkeys because...
Yeah, that's a lie. I think you do because you can't then do what you want to normally do.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel sorry for myself with the back thing.
You can't play golf, you can't train.
Yeah. I can't sit down or stand up
for long times, one or the other. You can go next to the other one.
It's quite a weird existence.
It's horrible, though. Lower back or mid to lower back injury is such like some sort of strain is horrible. Anyone who's done it, it just goes within an instant and then searing pain and it's just skipped.
Nerve. Things and like weird feelings and like sometimes your leg goes a little bit weird or whatever else goes on it can be all sorts of funny feelings that you can go on. We're out there, we're going to what feelings I've been feeling, but it feels odd, shall we say. But I'm going to go back and try and do something today because I can't believe the effects it has on me personally, not being able to do that.
People
are like, oh, God,
shrinking daily. your muscles are just literally wasting.
Not all my muscles, man. But honestly, I can honestly say that I mentally feel rough. And I said this yesterday to Sue, and she was like, oh, God, Josh, get over it. Get over yourself. You just not trained for a couple of days. I get that because, you know, people that don't train regularly, it may not feel that way. But I feel like I'm disappearing. I mean, today I've chosen to fast again because I'm trying to build up my fasting because I really would love to raise some money for charity. And the thing I find hardest is probably not eating. And now I'm not eating, not training.
Coupling two things at the right time. Not training and eating loads is going to be pretty
exactly,
bad.
Yeah.
And training loads and not eating enough is going to be terrible for your training, right? So
I'm going
you're
for the
going for the right yeah
combination, and that's you know that something that I think. You can do is just approach things as you know. You've got to look at life and what's being thrown at you. As you say, it's probably not ideal.
You can prevent that.
You need to be smashing loads of calories at this moment in time when I'm doing very little
indeed,
movement.
Indeed, but how it came about? I mean, you're preparing well. You warmed up. It was quite long into the session, and it wasn't a particularly heavy weight. And so we could say like you can prepare for the as best you can for whatever movements you've got to do. But sometimes your body just
Just
gives up, right?
It's got different ideas.
Just thinks, well, I'm not going to switch that muscle on or go into spasm for whatever reason.
And I was actually, for the first time, quite smart about it. I felt a little bit of a twinge, as people would say, and stopped, but it's not playing ball. 4 or 5 days down the line, I'm still in quite an awkward position. But as you say, like, it can be numerous factors, and I think everyone can be quite quick to blame that and be like, it's because you're squatting.
Because you can't
do that anymore. Well, no, that's definitely not the case, because I know for a fact that majority of the time it's things that are built up that I do on a daily basis that, you know, that's just been the hair that broke the camel's back, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Straw,
not the hair. It could be the hair.
Be the hair.
Very big hair, like a straw. But, and this is the thing, like, so... But people get that mindset, and I understand completely. I totally get it, because now that would be, there could be a slight fear about jumping under the bar again, right? And that's when people have that, you know, that relative to exercise, relative to food even. Like, if you've had food poisoning or something, like, it's like, oh, it was definitely, you know, that sausage. Sausages are the worst thing in the world, because I had it with sausages, bangers and mash when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had some bad bangers and mash, and that was it, sausages.
It's probably not chicken or fish, isn't it?
I assumed it was the bangers and mash, but that's the thing, it might not have been that. But I was like, yeah, it was definitely the bangers and mash. So, sausages and mash. I don't think I've ever eaten them since, to be honest, together.
It's a shame, because that is a...
But I've had them separately, right. But together, just, you know, it's just not happening.
Bangers, mash, gravy, peas. Oh.
Somebody, one of my clients asked me today about sausage, chips and beans. They're like,
I've had that for years.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I haven't even had it since I've been an adult, like, but it's such a great combination.
Fish finger sandwiches?
No, was never a fan.
I can't say I've ever had one. But
I've never.
Henry has fish fingers now and again.
I love that. Fish finger sandwiches, miss those, never had it, but I'm guessing, you know, probably people out there have.
Honestly, ask me, yeah. There'd be loads. You'd be like, white bread, butter, fish fingers in the middle.
My brother used to make everything into a sandwich. Like, everything. Like, it was pretty much whatever he could find and put it in between two pieces of white bread. Like, honestly, he loved it. He was like a sandwich king. We're
proud of what he could make. Look at this today.
Yeah, well, I mean, made. Quite different in the world of nutrition and things being
now, brother, yeah, especially, yeah.
But everything in a sandwich. Ooh, imagine that. Brilliant. The dream. Shepherd's pie in a sandwich.
Has he really done that?
No, but I'm just thinking about shepherd's pie tonight. But I am fasting, so hopefully not going to consume anything till 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Mm.
That's part of my plan.
Hardcore.
Yeah, definitely. But so, and let's maybe talk about something completely relative to something in fitness and stuff. I mean, they are kind of all relative and, like, and linking to pain and like and people probably have got things like that, and probably people have got fears about that. And sometimes I almost feel awkward sharing that I had a pain and it's anything to do with training, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, training's terrible. Wouldn't do that. Yeah, you should know your things.
Not on a train with you, Josh. You injure yourself.
Yeah. Get a hold of my body. Ruin this for me. But do you know what I mean? But it's true. Like, you can't tell me, I'm not saying I'm an athlete, but athletes, they get injured, right? And they do all the right things because
you're pushing,
they push themselves, right? And that's the thing. But you got to kind of know your limits. You got to be smart about what you're doing. And I'm not saying I'm always smart about what I do, because sometimes I do like to push myself because, you know, I'm in control of my body. But I do know that I wouldn't do something to a client or somebody that come in here and be like, no, you should definitely do that. Because at the end of the day, you've got to respect that people that come in here want to come in here to walk out here feeling better and looking better.
Well, for us, it's obviously working through their risk versus reward.
Yeah.
If it's risk, you know, the risk is huge and the reward's very small. So, i.e. going for a one rep max, when really put someone who comes in here a couple of times a week doesn't need to know how much they can lift for one rep. They can maybe put half the weight on the bar and see how many perfect reps they can do before breaking in, you know, for a couple of minutes, and then try it again and see how many more reps they can do with perfect form. That's more beneficial task or test for them than chucking as much weight and lifting with poor form and going to the point of breaking.
And you see it so much, don't you? I mean, we actually are fortunate we don't see it that much because we're in our own gym. But like, whenever you go to like other places, for instance, you can see it and you're like, this guy, I mean, I'm not really sure what he's cracking. I mean, don't get me wrong, he must work out because he's wearing a stringer and short shorts with some sort of, like, you know, slogan.
Beats headphones on and he's strolling around the place. But
train and scene or remain the same types all over his place. Do you know what I mean? Something like that. And then you see him squatting and it's just like, what is going on? But as you say, he feels that that's the only way he can get benefits. And I think that's the thing, is people have got this, like, because obviously it's kind of cool, isn't it? Like, squatting heavy, deadlifting heavy, all that sort of stuff. But actually, Some people don't ever need to do that for what they're really trying to achieve. Yeah, some people, to be honest, you could probably get great benefits by never doing that, but you have to work in a different way. I know, and you know, there are great benefits to getting under a bar and stuff if that's what you want to be doing and want to be achieving. But I think some people just do it because they think they have to. But then also, some people will never ever go near a bar because they're, you know, say, frightened of it or unsure of it and unaware of it. And do you know what? For those people who are unaware, they probably, don't jump under a bar. Get someone who knows what they're doing with you. Maybe not me, obviously, because obviously...
Well, there's people who use a barbell to do movements but haven't got the flexibility to do it properly but want to do it because everyone's doing it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Fit in. Or again, like I said, there's people who maybe never touch it because they are, oh, that's heavy. That bar equals bulky muscles for females especially. You know, the women will probably stay away from maybe the heavyweights unless they've been more educated by proper media content rather than just the stuff that they see or think or they hear. Then, yeah, you'll have those two sort of conflicting camps of people, really. People who do things but they shouldn't really do it, or people who stay away from things when they actually should give it a go and try and sort of use a barbell for things.
So,
as an example,
but you're saying, like, so what?
Poor one, but
one thing that I came across this weekend is I had Suzanne's sisters over, and another lovely lady called Ruth, who is a bridesmaid. And obviously, standard is I always get, if I've not really met someone, they do often ask me about something or something going on. And there, a lot of them are on their sort of diets or programs such at the moment to lose weight, because obviously they've all got to get into bridesmaid dresses or a wedding dress. And the first question come up from Laura, who's actually the bride-to-be, and it was, oh, what should I be doing? And I was a little bit lost, because she looks like she's lost half of her body weight. And I was like, what, for what? And she was like, oh, well, I've only got a couple of months now to the wedding. Well, I was a bit like, well, I know that.
What are you doing now? Is it working?
Where you're at now, you're losing weight. You just told me you're losing weight, and you are, because I can see it visually. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
And you feel pretty good, you're telling me. But she's on Slimming World. I say Slimming World, it's not like we're getting done for advertising. And she's getting results. So I was like, well, what do you mean? What do I need to do? I was like, you're doing something. It's working for you, and it's worked for you for a little while. So, but she straight away was like, yeah, but I know you don't necessarily advocate that. And I was like, well, no, I want people to get results and get where they want to get to. And do you know what? If this plan works for you and you feel okay, yeah, I'm not saying it is what I'd always say about doing. I you know, probably keep you on a slightly different balance. But at the end of the day, you're getting results now. So why would I ever change it? For me to come around and go, no, you need to start adding in some fats and that because of hormonal or whatever it may be. And then she goes and puts weight on. That's detrimental to her target, because you got to look at, and say, we had this discussion so many times, it's health versus, say, I always say health versus fitness goals, because, like, you know, fitness in some respects, you know,
unhealthy in a way.
Yeah, good, like, fitness results and shapes and whatever it is, doesn't always have to be the healthiest of diets or beneficial, you know, and that was it. Like, she was like, yeah, but I know I could be healthier from doing other things. I was like, well, listen, you're training more than you've trained for a long time. You've changed shape, you're looking great, you're getting to where you want to get to. Who am I to come along and go, no, wait a sec, let's change this now. Then you probably put weight on or something because your body's reacted differently. Then I'm like the worst man in the world. Like, yeah, are you going to do that forever? Maybe not.
No, but for an event like your own wedding, you probably go to some slight extreme to a degree.
Yeah, potentially.
It's a short-term
definitely.
Fix. But, I mean, it's even, a couple of months, how many months away?
2 months now, she's still got.
So she could do simple maths and say, right, well, I've lost this amount in this amount of time doing what I'm doing. Yes, it's not going to be linear, but you could say, well, if I've got this far in 2 months and I've got 2 months to go, if I carry on doing what I'm doing, then I could well be at a goal weight, whatever it may be for her, by 2 months' time. Now, if it's like it's going to take me 3 months but with the progress I'm doing, then she has to step it up and do maybe a little bit more, you know, dieting as such, or a little bit more exercise. Or if she's like, well, if I carry on the way I am, I'm going to be wasting away by the time I get to my wedding. Then carry on as you are, hit your goal weight, and then just try and stick with it till the rest of the wedding and actually enjoy some of the food and drink and whatever, rather than getting to a point that's quite unhealthy and around the psychology of food and drink and cutting things out. Now, just because Slimming World, we say it's not our ideal plan to follow, but if like I said, if it works for someone, and why change?
I mean, to be honest, and she's doing, like, because obviously there's certain things that, you know, there's all sins and all sorts of whatever, but she's got a point. And I was looking at what she was eating. I mean, when she was eating, don't get me wrong, this is the thing, like,
diet to a better diet, but.
And she was eating, like, better, and now she's, like, barely eating. But then again, the difference was, on, I think, Saturday night, her and the girls, they all were getting food in. And because of this, she decided she wasn't going to eat the pizza. Like, the rest of the girls were eating, like, Domino's or whatever else. She's not doing it. So it's made her make a better decision, you know, by not eating that crap. And she actually had some other food there, right? So it was making other decisions, you know. And as I say, is that going to be something she does for the whole of her life? Is she always going to want to do that?
Because one pizza's not going to throw you off track for the whole of your life.
Exactly. And
one pizza a week might put you back a little bit, right?
Yeah, and this is the thing, is she's now made this decision that she's not going to ever have, because I think it was like her favourite takeaway as well, like Domino's, for however many months and stuff. So, yeah, this is a different change in mentality. And now will she carry that on, potentially? Mm. Or she might go the opposite way and have 12 Domino's in one day because she's like, you know, I haven't had Domino's for ages, I need it.
Yeah.
I think that's what gets me always. I won't name names, but somebody very close to me, as you can guess, Sue. I need something. That's always made me smile, is that she needs a Domino. Like, who needs a Domino's? Like, have you ever,
I need it.
I'm like, you don't need it. No one. Yeah. It's nuts. It's insanity. Like, what? And I'm like, you don't need it. I do need it. I'm thinking about it now. Stop thinking about it.
Because it's like something in your brain saying, I need this.
But dare I say, you don't need it. Josh, you're calling me fat. What are you saying? I'm fat. Is that why you don't need a Domino's? No, I'm just saying you don't need a Domino's. Why are you saying that? I'm having one now and I'm having dippers as well. And get me a large Coke and some of those cookies. It's like, oh God, I've rocked the boat here. Dare I say anything against it? Honestly, it's not worth it. I just nod and wave, boys. Just smile. But then the other diet was from one of the bridesmaids was, well, the question was, what do you think to dairy? You know, it was quite a general question. It was.
Dairy.
What do you think to dairy? Well, I love cows, so yeah. I love
therefore,
cows.
Yeah.
I love dairy.
I love milk.
But milk, absolutely love milk. I mean, I drank so much of it as a kid.
Go mad diet. We've gone on this before.
Yeah.
We've not tried it before. I mean, we've spoken about it before. We've not tried a gallon of milk a day diet to gain weight. That is terrible.
But there's all these different things. But
bodybuilding world, probably more so than your normal average person.
Yeah, don't drink a gallon of milk.
Milk a day, that is a lot of volume. A lot of.
I do think I could do it.
For the calories, but.
I'd have to have it in some Frosties. That was the dream.
We'd get again.
I was on a Frosties diet as a kid. Yeah, I don't think anyone painted that, and that was genius. It was literally the biggest bowl of Frosties in the world, so you're balancing it so the milk just doesn't spill over the top. You put it probably where you shouldn't be eating on the sofa as a kid, spill the milk down the side, and just deny everything. They know it's you because you're the only person that eats Frosties on the. No, not me. So this general question was about dairy. Like, she watched something who was, a doctor on TV. So she was like, right. I can't believe dairy's so bad for you. I was like, well, what's so bad for you? Well, it makes you fat, doesn't it? That was the answer. I was like, well, too much dairy will make you fat. Yeah.
Nothing about like the certain hormones that may get put into milk.
This was it. It wasn't like that's where I thought she was coming at it with. I was thinking, she's looking at it from a health perspective. Yeah. Here. But actually, she was still looking at it from a wellness perspective and calories. And I was kind of like, right, okay, well.
So skim milk's kind of like just water. So there's not a great deal of calories in skim milk. But it's
still
milk.
As I say, like for me.
Is she thinking about the blue top?
Well.
Or just milk in general?
This is it. I think it was
milkshakes with sugars
dairy,
added.
That's what I'm saying. She's just saying dairy in general. So she's basically now cut all dairy out, right? Because she just thinks that's what's making her fat. Because the doctor said, why would we on earth have dairy? Dairy's given to calves. The milk is given to calves to make them big. And I was like, well, are you drinking raw? Are you drinking raw milk out? And at the end of the day, yeah, they've got to feed. They've got to grow. Of course they have. But we all do. We all eat
to
do that.
24/7.
Yeah, they're like...
Unless you've got, a gallon of milk a day diet, it's not the milk that's making you... Unless you do drink a couple of litres of milk a day, then you probably need to cut that out.
And you should know that anyway. Your body would soon probably tell you this.
Like a glass of milk or some milk in your tea, that's not the biggest problem. It's the pizza or the...
But that's exactly that's what I said.
The extra stuff.
What else do you eat then that you think's not great? And she was talking about foods and stuff, and I was like, well... That food that you're telling me is very healthy, prawns, because you love prawns or whatever. I was like, if you ate a load of prawns, you put on weight. And she was like, oh, but prawns are healthy. And I was like, well, anything, though, in too much of an excess is going to give you, potentially, I mean, she's probably going to eat other things, not just prawns all day long. But you know, she can go into a surplus and then you can get weight. And I was trying to just explain to her that it was as simple as that. And I very much... went down the route of trying to not be patronised, but saying, listen, I could get you to eat 2 KFCs a day.
Yeah.
And if you were eating less, but moving more and stuff than what you've been doing on a daily basis now, there's probably a chance you'll lose weight. Well, her eyes lit up at first, and I think she was kind of thinking, I could definitely eat 2 KFCs a day, but you'd definitely
health
be hungry.
Markers would go
down the well, that's it, but it's once again,
like,
it's
we said earlier with that example, saying if you had your calorie energy balance correct, for whatever goal, say if it was losing weight, but you included a large McDonald's milkshake, which are terrible in terms of fats and the sugars in it, but you had that in to a...
And Wales is in it from these stories year. Crikey, I won't go near it. But
in the what? Sorry,
the stories year. What? The stories year about milkshakes and stuff from McDonald's and not cool, are they?
I don't know. I've never...
You know, any sort of...
I don't forget them, really, but I don't drink any. But what? No?
No, it's not something we really go into. No? But okay. Yeah, some pre-rank stories gone out there about McDonald's, like people working in there, if they're not happy with who they're serving, add some extra ingredients, I think. Okay.
Stay away from that. But if you were to hypothetically put that into hypothetically, nearly said again, put that into your diet, but coupled it with real food, so things with like maybe single ingredients rather than a big list of crap on the label, and your calories that you ate throughout the day, including that milkshake, were less than you need, then chances are you'll probably drop weight a bit.
There's a lot of this going out there now, right?
Making you fat.
There's a lot of it going out there now at the moment. And this was, let's say we spoke to a guy the other weekend, loads of things out there, like fitness, you know, leaders in the fitness world, or whatever they are, but like Insta-famous fitness people, putting out all these diets where you can eat absolute crap, but lose weight. Well, that's great, okay? Why would you want to? Why would you not want to eat some better
foods? You'd feel terrible.
And make you look better, make your skin better, all that sort of stuff as well. Because let's be honest, just losing weight can't surely be your only goal. If it is, but you feel like crap, then you've got some sort of imbalancement there, right? Because you can't outweigh just eating rubbish all the time. Your body takes its toll on it. It does have all these other effects. But as you say, people are, you see these guys eating like, I eat this every day and I do this with like really crap foods. And I just think you're sending the wrong message because, yeah, that's great, but you are also, you know, you've had years and years of training prior to it. Your body's burning
great
a lot
start
more.
Position to go from that diet.
That's it. Like, if you just start doing that on top of a crap diet already, then is that going to benefit you, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah, I eat a donut every day. Well, yeah, okay, you can do that. And I know what you're trying to do. Prove the point that you can have indulgences, but if you get the rest of your foods right and stuff like that, it's great. But now a lot of them are bringing out, I can eat full-on crap the whole day for weeks and weeks and weeks and still lose weight. Yeah, but that's great, but I don't think everyone's getting that message and do it at that point. I think a lot of people being misled by that, and I think that's tough. Mm. I think there's so much out there, and it is very tough for people to understand what's necessarily right and wrong, because, as you say, people will go along and eat these terribly unhealthy diets and be like, oh, well, yeah, I know I can lose weight because such and such did. Yeah, but they've also done a lot of exercise as well. And, they're probably not saying it. They're probably supplementing with some sort of health things as well, because their body's going to take an absolute hit in terms of like lack of vitamins and nutrients as well, minerals. So just be aware when you see these things. Don't just see it as black and white, because, you know, we know some of these guys and we know what they're doing. We know why. We understand why they're putting it out there. It gets your attention, right? But if you actually look into the whole story, you'll get better information from that, because it's usually just something to catch your eye, right? It's usually something to go, that's pretty shocking. I can eat, you know, Pringles, Haribo, chocolate,
whatever
it is.
Give you a bit of hope as well sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Gives you hope, but
I
can do what I still want to do. I don't have to take the hard route and maybe cut down on these burgers, Haribo, whatever it may be, and still get to the goal I want to do, you know, I want to get to without giving up all my stuff.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it. And that's to a degree, you can have a little bit.
And that's it. We do talk about that. We 80, do talk
20,
about getting that balance. 90,
10%, whatever, you know, to have some sort of balance, have a bit of your indulgence in there, but just know that it's going to probably, if you're having a calorie total for the day, it's going to eat into that quite a big chunk of that if you have calorie-dense foods that...
We discussed this even with yourself. You're doing a little bit of a test at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be pretty... It'll probably be quite intense, quite
only
challenging.
2 weeks, but yeah.
But there's even choices of food you're having, like, not to talk about the calories you're on, but because of certain amount of calorie intake and things like that, we discussed about what are the best foods you feel mentally that are going to be best for you, because it's also that, isn't it? Like, you know, if you're eating a lot or you could be drinking the same calories, like, that's going to have a very different effect.
Yeah. It can fill you up more. It can leave you hungry.
The fact that, like, we won't go into the digestive rates of it and how like chewing and that can cause different hormonal releases.
Burn calories
like
straight away just chewing and digesting food rather than drinking liquid calories that go.
And also, it gives you a chance your body to process, send off the right hormones to say, yeah, you are full. You know, you have eaten.
Particular certain hormones, enzymes, and this, that, and the other that are released when you actually go through the chewing process and then the proper digestive process. Well,
mastification.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's just, I just like the word, just because it's near the mark if you're not really into that sort of thing. But anyway, these are different things. And in all of this, it's such a big thing, right? When we're talking about eating, weight loss, dieting, calories, all these sorts of fun stuff. A lot of it is, you know, there's more to it than just a simple but. In the same respect, we don't have to overload it and start going crazy with taking out whole food subjects and things like that and trying to find a blame because, you know, I think she was kind of like, do you know what, I don't really have a lot of dairy. If I just stop that, I'm on it.
Everyone wants a devil food to cut out. I'm cutting out sugar. I'm cutting out fats. I'm cutting out milk, dairy, whatever you call it.
Carbs.
Cutting out carbs. I'm cutting out meat, whatever it may be. But that's just something that's not even for people who... Now who are getting on that bandwagon of I'm being vegan. Well, no, you want to cut on meat because you think that's going to be where all your calories are, and you're not doing it for ethical reasons. Like a lot of vegans are in it properly for their beliefs about limiting the meat consumption and the killing of animals and all sorts and leather bags.
I reckon a lot of these people are doing this now. Like if you actually ask them what it's about, they'd be like,
trying to jump on the bandwagon of just because it's popular and that Meatless Mondays and that, which I'd say actually having a certain time days in the week where you do maybe limit your meat consumption can give your digestive system a rest from red meat.
And also, you're probably going to, by doing it, give yourself more vegetables and stuff like that, right? Because you're probably left
looking at better choices, yeah, exactly.
So that's great.
But if we look at it as purely for people being popular and on, say, Instagram, or look at my new vegan recipe or whatever it may be.
You'd want to live like Holland and Barrett or something like that, wouldn't you, as well? Because sometimes you go for this whole, that people go to this vegan thing and they end up spending so much money because they're like buying all this vegan style products. And then they do it for like a week or two and then they've got all these vegan style products. They're like,
it wasn't ingrained in their beliefs and they didn't really believe that. They just did it because it was like almost a fad diet for them.
Yeah.
Just like you said, cutting out sugar or cutting out carbs or cutting out fats or... Yeah,
but that's it. In interest of their beliefs, like if you can truly believe, like, and you've got something that works and something like that, then yeah, there's a good chance if you can stick to it, it will do, because that's what it was about, sticking to it, right? Like Laura, who's going to be the bride, stuck to Slim World, and it's working, right? Because she's sticking to a plan, and she's, don't get me wrong, she's modifying though from the first day she had a Slim World diet. She's doing things very differently to then, because she knows she has to add up those movements and things, sins, yeah, exactly. So where she'd have probably, to begin with, had every single one of her sins, she's now like, oh, I'm probably not actually doing myself any favours having that bag of crisps. Drop that. So once again, she's deficit
calories.
Basically,
it's calorie counting in a sneakier way. Label it a different way, sins.
Yeah.
Keep foods in that we know that people overeat, but just maybe put things in there that limit their consumption of certain bits. I don't know, I've not looked into Slimming World, so people might be able to enlighten us on the ins and outs of it, but from what we see, obviously, it is any type of diet, really, the way it works is by limiting calories in one way or another.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty simple. So in order to lose weight, if that's your goal, look at where your worst calorie intake comes from. If it's wine, if you go for a bottle or two of wine a week, perhaps look at cutting that back. If it's you have a packet of biscuits and you're the only one that goes to it every day, and that packet of biscuits is gone in a few days before you buy another one, then perhaps that's the worst thing you can cut out. I don't know. There's probably multiple of these, and they'll all add up to calorie surplus at the end of the week. So, yeah, tip of the day.
Yeah, just look at what you're doing that you know that's pretty horrendous. Like, we've all probably got one weakness area. Or some of us, and you say this is the other thing is, right, I think...
Everyone's different.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on to about this for ages, because then I start talking about portion size. Some people think they're eating the right things, and then they're just eating smashing loads of it. So let's probably cut
it's another day. It's another day.
Yeah,
another
definitely.
Topic, another day.
I think what I've enjoyed from last week, though, and if you guys haven't checked out the post we did last week with the lovely, aesthetically pleasing, as he said in his own words, Alex Anderson talking about his top three excuses. Right. I think I want to say a massive shout out to people putting in their excuses. And what I loved about it is when they put in probably one actual truthful one, and then try to disguise it with some outrageous ones. Yeah, but you know, truthfully, deep down, that some of them, missing Game of Thrones was one of the person. I actually believe there's some people out there that probably
there is now. Changed. We're in an age where we can record the TV and watch it back easily.
That means you're like pretty trendy though, because I haven't even got a recording thing. You know me. I've got the basic channels and a bit of Freeview, and I've also got an aerial cell that sort of pokes out. I've got like a separate. Like, I'm old school. I don't know why I've got
that. Can you actually get analog TV?
Mate, I'm telling you, I am. I'm actually defying moving forward with this whole, you know, this technology world. You know, it's not.
But on that post, actually, that was in our members group. So if you're not in the members group, if you're not a member with us, then you won't actually
become a member.
Any relevance to that post? But the people who are members, we know exactly what post we're on about.
What would you say your favourite excuse was on that? Can you remember any of them?
Like, obviously, Mark's was pretty close to the line with his toe. I'll have a quick scroll actually while we're on here now, because I can't remember some of them.
I think one of my favourites, just being hungover, was that's quite a regular
that
one.
Was
or hairy armpits, that was a good one. Hairy armpit of not shaving my armpits, because let's be honest, people, I don't know,
if they come in vests, yeah, the women.
To be honest, I don't think a lot of people, it stops a lot of people.
We don't want to do
massively
some
hairy armpits.
Really?
Oh, it's me and guys though, right?
Yeah, that's an excuse quite hard to miss. Lucy lives opposite the pub, so it's quite hard to pint or get thrashed.
Pint or prowler. Or pint with prowler, that could be a great event.
Every time you do a length, you have to do a pint.
Loser, that you do set away, you go there and back a set amount of times, slowest person has to do a pint, and then you go again. So
but then you get people going as slow as possible, so they get all their pints.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a...
Shots and squats. No one wants a shot, right?
Nah, pick the worst shot going, and then you're...
Worst shot going's got to be Ray and Nephew, by the way. Just putting it out there. If anyone's ever had that, oh, that stuff is horrendous. We won't go into drinking.
Nah.
I've got quite a lot of information on drinking, though. So if we ever want to do a podcast on drinking and the benefits and effects of alcohol, we could certainly do that.
Yeah, it might be relevant to...
Catabolic effects of actually what happens to your muscles when alcohol is consumed.
How long it takes to recover from a...
God, if you meet, it takes about a week, I reckon, now.
But actually, a physiological point of view for your training, how much it detrimental effects, knock-on effect.
If you want to hear more about alcohol and the abuse and what it can do to you, please contact below and we'll get in touch and do a podcast.
Let us know, we'll do it. Maybe
whilst drinking would even be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And actually, let's invite people in here. Let's do a live... boozy podcast where there's just like people. Alex won't be allowed to
bring your own beer.
Alex definitely can't come because he's outrageous when sober, or he's just never sober and we just don't realise. To be honest, looking at him recently, there's a good chance he's drunk or hungover. Right, guys, well,
anyway, it's been a longer one, I think.
I don't really know what we've talked about there, so we can't really wrap it up at any points, but hopefully you've listened and hopefully you've enjoyed. I've had fun.
It's been good.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah,
good. Right, peace.